Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida, and would like to get your opinions. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. And give me 1 second, please. What are the chances that you will vote in the August 20 primary election for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, the other offices? Are you almost certain? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I will vote. I have my mail-in ballot, and I'm also considering whether or not to go down to the voting place to vote, but I will vote in the primary.
Okay, so definitely voting. And do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democratic primary. Republican primary, I think, is already done. No, their convention is finished.
And could you please tell us in what year were you born, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
1949.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent, yes or no?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian,
white,
or Pacific Islander? Thank you.
White.
In generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone enough on the ground track in general?
In general, I think they're going down slightly from what I would like to see.
Okay.
Going down.
Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like to read your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, just let me know, and we'll go on the next one. The first one, Joe Biden. How would you rate him? Very favorable, just somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Barbara Sharif?
Somewhat favorable.
Chad Klitzman?
I don't know the name.
Never heard of him. And Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.?
Never heard of him.
And if the Democratic primary for Florida State Senate were held today, and the candidates in your district were Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., Chad Klitzman, and Barbara Sharif, for whom will you vote?
From what I know right now, Barbara Sharif.
Yeah, if the elections were held today, and how certain are you that you will vote for Barbara Sharif? Are you very certain, just somewhat, or not at all?
Somewhat.
And we're almost done with the survey. We're 85%. Thank you so much for your time. I'm still thinking about the Democratic primary election. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. The first is voting rights. The next one, healthcare, home and property insurance.
Hang on a minute.
Yep.
Let's go to the first one. The first one is voting rights. Very important. What's the second one?
The next one is healthcare. But you have to choose just one, okay, from the list. I'm not.
I'm going to answer each one of them. Healthcare is also very important.
Okay.
Go to the next one.
The next one, home and property insurance. Protecting
reproductive rights. That's important.
Rights. Okay.
Reproductive rights?
Protecting reproductive rights.
What does reproductive rights mean?
The issue in general. The next one is climate change and the environment, jobs and wages,
it's
LGBTQ.
Important. LGBTQ is very important.
Right. And the last one is education. So
that's
important. Which one issue is most important to you in deciding your vote?
Oh, again, they're just about all of them are very important. So I will not pick one. It's either all or none.
Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'm not a conservative. I'm more progressive.
Okay, but would you call yourself somewhat conservative, moderate, or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
hell, I don't remember that.
But from 1 to 11th grade, high school, non-college?
I finished high school. I got out of high school in 67.
Okay.
And I think I got 2 years of college. So I have an AA degree, but that's all.
I understand. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Eric, E-R-I-C.
Okay. Thank you so much. And this concludes the survey. Thank you for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Well,
thank you. Bye.